Obviously, this week, the three schools that were front and center were the big three, Florida State, Notre Dame, and Penn State. No doubt about that.
Yeah, and all on the wrong end of the scoreboard and all really struggling on offense.
Well, yeah, I think, and I said this on ESPN.com yesterday, that yeah, I wasn't the smart enough to say on College Game Day Saturday when we previewed the games that Florida State's going to lose this week. I did think going in, as we talked about, the three losses was very possible and very probable, considering the fact that this is the first year you can ever remember with Florida State, outside of the early years when Bobby Bowden was building this program, that they had such a challenging season ahead, considering all their losses. And I think you look at the UAB game, it was a struggling 29-7 victory. Duke even was up initially in that football game over Florida State. So you could see that there weren't going to be a dominant figure in college football this year. That was expected. Penn State just has no star power. And Notre Dame, and I made this point yesterday on ESPN.com, the player that I think was the most underappreciated standout in college football last year was Joey Getherall. Joey Getherall as a punt returner, as a receiver, as a guy on reverses. He was a big play guy. When Notre Dame didn't have anybody else outside of Julius Jones, maybe returning a punt kickoff, but Getherall did it as a return man. He did it on offense as a wide receiver, gave him a lot of short field, and they didn't turn the ball over. But Getherall's graduation loss, I think, was as pivotal to any of the top teams, and particularly Notre Dame, as anybody.
Well, let's talk about some of the quarterback changes around college football. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame making a quarterback change. You've got Minnesota, Colorado State, Arkansas because of injury.
Right.
You've got a lot of teams that are making some changes.
Well, it's a time of the year, and Chuck, it's not a panic situation. It's Colorado State. They were replacing Matt Newton, who was a solid collegiate starting quarterback. And you had Van Pelt, you had Bush, and Bush struggles. Now they go to Van Pelt, who's more mobile. So Hampton was coming off the injury. Would he be able to play at Arkansas? They knew they had quarterback woes going in. Carlisle Holiday, though, is one player at Notre Dame that gives them a chance to hit some big plays. And right now they have, really, with Matt LaVecchio, who's a serviceable collegiate quarterback. We know that certainly was a winning collegiate quarterback last year for the most part. He needs great players around him to be effective. If he doesn't have that, then you just can't go with that type of quarterback. You have to get somebody who's an igniter at quarterback if your talent around the quarterback is just very mediocre. And that's what it is at Notre Dame. Very average, very mediocre talent. Not bad, but they need one or two legitimate playmakers that they had when they had Rocket, Timmy Brown, Ricky Waters, Jerome Bettis. They don't have that now, and it's incumbent upon Bob Davis and his staff to go out and find those types of players, or they're not going to ever be able to compete for a national championship.
Yeah, talking to Beano Cook about speed and the lack thereof, the Big Ten's never been a speed conference, at least not when I worked in it, and not the way its image is not one of, you know, of the mm-hmm. SEC or the or the Pac-10 for that matter. But that said, it seems like Notre Dame, which should be able to recruit speed, Penn State, which certainly should be able to recruit any kind of player they have, not particularly fast. And golly, it's hard to hide that, isn't it?
I've said it all along, and I said this Saturday numerous times when we were watching the struggles of these particular teams, Chris, and I said you can't ask average players to make great plays. You know, great players make great players, but great plays because they are stars. And if you don't have that type of player, don't ask an average player to do it. If you do, you're going to be disappointed, and you're not going to be successful. So I think that's was the common theme when we watched these teams play, particularly Penn State. And let's also credit Barry Alvarez, guys. When we're talking about teams that are trying to reload, and we said, hey, Florida State, you sense that it would be a three-loss season. You know about Penn State not having the star power, Notre Dame. But Wisconsin lost 14 players, all of which were either in the NFL camps as a draft choice or a free agent. And Wisconsin's doing the job. And I want to see this week, and I want to see down the road for Kansas State, even in a couple weeks when they play at Texas Tech down in Lubbock, Kansas State had as many graduation losses as anybody. And it's eventually going to catch up, I believe, to the Wildcats as well.